Welcome to the Payments Podcast, where we talk to innovators about how they're reinventing, reimagining, and recreating the payments ecosystem.
Hi, it's Karen Webster for Payments.com, and I'm here today with Will Graylin, who is the CEO of Loop. Hi, Will. Thanks for joining me today.
My pleasure. How are you?
So I'm great, Will, and you must be phenomenal because we're talking about some recent news, actually earlier this week, announcing a really significant strategic investment by a very interesting strategic partner, Phillison.
Yeah, so we have just got an announcement from GE Capital, which is now Synchrony Financial, and they're obviously on their way to going public. They decided to make a strategic investment in us. We have a couple other strategic investors that are currently lining up as well. But Synchrony was the first one to come in. And the reason that they are coming in at this time is because they really see the value of what Loop Pay brings to not only their cardholders, but also to their retailer partners who are issuing private label cards. And so what Loop is doing represents a real innovation and breakthrough in mobile payments to allow consumers to finally be able to load their cards directly onto their phones and use them just about anywhere without merchants having to replace or upgrade or change their terminals.
So I think that's really an interesting strategic investment because these guys are private label. They're about 60 million active card holders. What are they really looking to do? Because they have a lot of great brands, but are they really trying to get consumers to be stickier with their existing relationships? What's the driver here?
Well, I think the primary driver for Synchrony is innovation and better consumer experience and providing more security in the card offerings and more stickiness for their retail partners for the cards that they issue out to their customer base. So I can talk a little bit about each. In terms of the mobile payments itself, as you know, we've been waiting for a solution that that allows consumers to literally use their cards just about anywhere. And previous solutions have failed to achieve that because it really requires merchants to make changes across the board in order to have some kind of universal wallet solution. And Loop is the first solution that provides a universal wallet that can be accepted just about everywhere without change. Mm-hmm. Now, what that means is consumers can finally utilize their phones as a literally an instrument to store and organize all their cards and be able to use them just about everywhere so that they can replace their existing wallets. And I currently don't carry my wallet with me anymore because all my cards are really loaded on my Loop-enabled device. And what that allows is a level of convenience that haven't been there before. And it allows consumers to carry one less item and at the same time have a better interactive medium other than a piece of plastic that they normally carry with them. So so there's a real utility that a consumer can have with a Loop wallet. But beyond that, I think Synchrony is looking at innovation going forward on not only providing more convenience and better ability for them to issue cards to their consumers, not just self-provisioning, but the ability to remotely provision their cards, not only static cards that we imagine a magnetic stripe would hold, but also, Karen, as I mentioned a little bit earlier, more secure cards. In other words, EMV-like security with tokenized data on that track such that every transaction can be effectively a single-use track data that's sent over the existing magstripe rails. And these are the things that we're working together with GE, and eventually we'll look to provide this out to everybody in the card issuing world to be able to provide EMV-like security, but utilizing existing rails to have that immediate effect on security and provide mobile payment, convenient mobile payments, all in one fell swoop.
So Will, when are they planning to roll something out? Have they set a time frame for that?
We're going through some internal pilots. We have been with the current Loop solution, and we've been very pleased with the results that we've seen so far. And then what we're doing right now is working together to create a terrific customized solution that allows for even better consumer experience, to provide real-time data for cardholders to remotely be able to provision cards, and to just be able to provide a truly usable mobile payments and mobile wallet experience to GE's cardholders, and or I should say Synchrony's cardholders and Synchrony's retail partners. That we're expecting to do some additional work towards the later half of this year and work towards some kind of a more public launch within the next couple of quarters. And we'll keep you guys posted on that as the time comes.
I think the timing on this is interesting. Of course, as we move to EMV, you know, the chip card and the talk around NFC escalates as what many think is sort of the natural extension of EMV. What are their thoughts with respect to that aspect of the product? Are they looking at Loop as perhaps a strategy to enable a mobile experience without having to issue EMV cards? Are they going to do this in conjunction with issuing EMV cards? And what is their thinking around NFC, or just generally, what is the issuer's reaction to Loop as they're thinking about EMV and NFC at this point in time?
Sure. I can talk more in generally rather than specifically about Synchrony's plans for EMV. I would say EMV is definitely a train that continues to move, and there's a lot of effort going around it. And EMV, think about it, is protecting the plastic cards that are going out there. And there's a movement towards continuing to issue plastic cards that are more secure. But think of Loop as really the mobile payment solution and a mobile payments enabler and platform. So for EMV, that's for plastic, and plastic cards will be around, let's face it, for a very long time to come,
right,
Karen?
Yep.
However, when it comes to mobile payments, this is just getting started. And for mobile payments, Loop is a fantastic solution because it relies on and uses the existing infrastructure without any change. And that's almost like building a brand new fast bullet train that rides on the existing trains that the locomotive already runs on today. You don't have to build new tracks, and you don't have to build new railroad stations to accept these kinds of bullet trains.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason that Synchrony and other issuers are looking intently at utilizing Loop is because they want to provide a better mobile payment solution, and they also want to provide a mobile payment solution that not only is ubiquitously accepted, but can provide dynamic track data or tokenized track data at the same time. So what that means is if they issue a dynamic card on the Loop solution for mobile payment, then that solution can be utilized immediately globally wherever card user is using their mobile devices to pay. And that means accepted at more than 90% of existing point of sales worldwide today. So that's the direction that I think a lot of people are looking for Loop to provide this kind of mobile innovation. And one additional thing that is not necessarily obvious is that we're not just talking about providing a dynamic tokenized card data on when it failed, but we're also working toward having the same solution to be provided for online payments and mobile payments as well. So think of Loop as a new secure solution that can be offered for mobile payments in a physical face-to-face environment as well as in an online environment. And those are the things that we're working closely with not only card issuers but with payment network as well.
Well, it's a really clever solution, and I know you've evolved the form factor and the experience on both the consumer side, the network side, and the issuer side to really enable a lot of interesting features that do, as you say, provide the same level of security as EMV does with the plastic card. So we certainly look forward to staying in touch as these new products evolve and roll out, and thanks for taking a few minutes to bring us up to speed on what is obviously an exciting development in Loop's history. Thanks, Will.
My pleasure, Karen.